Lezali, is really we have to find our machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Leza. But Reb Meir says it's chayiv chatis, and Reb Leza says it's potter. Where we have this machlokes? So far, we only have Reb Meir, the Rabbon, and Reb Leza. We say no, Reb Leza answered back to Reb Meir alone. Where do we find Reb Leza talking to Reb Meir alone? The Tanya is no brisa. Lo yteitze isha b'mefteach shebiyoda. An isha cannot walk out with keys in a hand. V'im yotze chayev es chates poshe. It's a masa, you can't walk out with a key in your hand. Viv Reb Meir. Reb Leza poite. Reb Leza says it's poite where b'choyfeles over slucha shoplaita. When you walk out with this type of perfumes hanging around you, there it's poite. For the Gemara, Kevelis man v'chashmo. Who's talking about wearing this perfume around you? It starts out, Reb Meir says, if an isha wears a ring, it walks out with a key, she's chayav chatis. So what does Reb Leza go ahead and answer back? It's talking about the perfume. And the Gemara, chasuri mechzer, something is missing here. V'ochi k'toni. V'chein b'chayvelis, even by a chayvelis. V'chein b'tzluchis shoplaitin loiteitze. How to Reb Meir, an isha is not allowed to walk out with these things on Shabbos. That's Reb Meir's shita. If an isha walks out with this perfume, he holds not called a tachshin, it's called a masli, she's chayav chatis. Reb Leza says, no, midiraisa it's mutter, it's not called a masli, it's called a tachshin.
He's
Reb Leza. But we're just saying the reason why he only says loshen potter, because he's talking to Reb Meir. As you say, chayav chatis, so I tell you, no, you should know you're not chayav, it's potter midiraisa. But enach nami, he's also masli, mutter midirabaran also. Because when you talk to somebody that says it's chayav chatis, it's enough to answer him back, it's potter, it's not also midiraisa. But really, really, he holds it's mutter midirabaran also. Just when he talks to the Rabbonim, let's say it's Ostim with the Rabbonim, then he says, Klo, it's Mutla Katrila.
So who are these Rabbonim here in the Mishnah?
Another one. No, it's a third Shita. We had this Bryce. This Bryce says, Klo, three Shitas here. This Bryce said, Remeya is Chayat Chatis, Rabbonim, Potim, Ostim the Rabbonim, and Yablez all this Mutim the Rabbonim. So here you find where Yablez talks to Remeya alone. So the Mora B'med of Omamurim, when do we say it's Mutah? Kishiyesh Boboishim. When there's some perfume in this jar. Now she's walking out with a jar of perfume around her neck. So it's only Mutah where there's some perfume. Avolein Bohem Boishim Chayevs. But if there's no perfume in the jar, then what is she walking out with? Some of the jar around her neck. Avadish is Chayev Chattis. That's called the Master then. Trashi B'med of Omamurim. The Reb Leza Poter. When does Reb Leza say it's Poter? V'hai Poter, what does Poter mean? Hainu Mutla Katchila Kudyakimna. We said, according to Reb Leza, it's Mamash Atakshit, and there's no Gzeri shall show off, because it's the Gnus for him. So it's Mutla Katchila. When is it? Kishyesh Po Boishin, Rashi Plait, and have this perfume. Yesh Po Chumrito Ho Asuya Kikmeya, Tichiv, and the Yesh Po Boishin, Takshit Hil Lizu. Sherei Chara, Nishir, it smells bad, it's a Takshit, we're about to go out with this. Or the Mishlo V'yasuya Nami Lo we're not afraid she'll take it off to show her friends because it's a gnus for to show that she has best milk. Avolein boboisim Rashi chumra toluchude. You only have the glass itself. Lav tachshut ubechayevus. The glass by itself is not a tachshut. So that's called domasin shebichayevchatz. Omer Rav Adam Baravo Abizoi Zoisem Eres Hamoitzi Yoichlin Pachus Mikishir Bekli is chayev. If somebody goes out on Shabbos with Oichlin in a kli and there's less. Is chayiv. Now you walk out with Shabbos oichlin that has less than a shear in a kli, and the kli is a shear. You'll be chayiv chatev for such a thing. Why? There's a tzaddis. There's a machlokes about this. Some say no, you potter, because the ikaroid sor is you have, let's say, a half of a grape on the plate. So the ikaroid sor is for the grape, and since the grape is pachas mikishir, so you potter on the grape, and the plate is called bottle to the grape. Now we'll say not like that. When do you say about the even though the grape is parchas mikashir, since the grape is parchas mikashir, we say no. Don't look at the grape, but look at the plate. Since you chayiv chatzis on the plate, you chayiv. How moitzi oichlin, we carry out oichlin parchas mikashir here from a grape, the kli in a jar is chayiv. You chayiv. What's the raya? Do'ein bo boisim. This jar doesn't have any perfume inside it. Of the kapachus mikashir, but it does smell. There's smell coming out of the jar. That's why she's wearing it. So the smell in it is like kapachus mikashir. Is the kli dummy? It's doima to kapachus mikashir in a kli. Uketanya chayevis, and still you say chayev here, and you don't say a swara that the ikar is still the perfume. Still the ikar is the half a grape, and since on the half a grape you potter midiraisa, so what then you be potter on the kli also? So if we have a right from here that something that's less than a shear, you don't say that that's the yikr, but fakir, then the kli is the yikr and yichayiv chatas. Like here, for carrying out this jar, even though it does smell, but since the yikr is not the perfume anymore, it's the jar, yichayiv chatas. Ravashiyama notice Narayan. Ravashiyama, the alma emaloch potter. Really, I'll tell you, when you carry out mamash a heifer grape, I tell the ikar is the heifer of a grape, and you taker potter on the heifer grape, and the kli is bottle to the grape. Vishani hocha, the lace of a moshe klal. Here we're talking about this jar is emptied out, there's not a drop of perfume inside it. So what's the havmin to say with the prophet of Moshe? Because it smells. Now I'm smelling, ain't by mamash, that's called nothing, right? Yeah, for this punkt, avad here, the ikar is the kli, you can't say the kli is like bottle to the perfume, to the smell, since there's no mamashis at all. But where there's a chatzi grape there, there's something there, then we'll say, the ikar, although it's so, you're not carrying out the glass because you want the glass, you're carrying out the glass because you want the half a grape. And since on the half of a grape, it's prophet's mekashir, you potter, who didn't be potter on the glass also? But here you can't say the ikar is so as a perfume, because there's no mamashis. I, the smell alone, that's like nothing. Rashi. Zoysa neres, hodik toni ein bo boysim, chayeves, alma dik sabere bleza, ha moitzi yoichlim bishabes pekli pachas mekashir, if you carry out the half of a grape in a clean plate, the lay mechayev, avoid sois oichlim, pachas mekagrebis, the lakilakamon, that really carrying out the grape by itself, you'd be potter. Because when you chayev chattis, if you carry out oichlim, has to be the shear of a grebis, which right out date. Less than that shear, you potter. Over here, chayiv. Miyu ala kli. Yishno, since you're carrying out in a kli, and the kli has a shear, you'll be chayiv for the kli. For lo yermina, we don't say a kli toful hin. Let's say the kli is like bottle to the grape. Voy mechayiv olay. Shlo niskavin lohitziya. What's the ikka kavon you're carrying out here? The grape. Elu mishum oichlin. So why do you say that svara? Elamai, you don't say that svara. Oplukti, this is a machlekes later. Al stam mishna shnuy perika matzni de toni potter afala kli. There's a Mishnah later that says Taki wa potter. So we're bringing it right here. This man the Yom here dingzich on that Mishnah. Why? To ain't boy boyshin kabachos and geshir domi. Shakli kolat esarech. The fourth is some smell coming out of the glass here. It was kolat. The smell went into the glass. The sheer white soy is pisomim becholshu. Take a truth, the carry out pisomim bechay becholshu. The chiv and shein a kolshu, but here there's not even a kolshu of the liquor of the perfume itself. Have a reich of pachas megashir. The reich alone blinds like pachas megashir. Uktoni chayevis and says yichayev. Velo yamrina nasa kli tofel a reich. Let's say the yik here is the reich you've taken out. And the kli is like bottle to the reich. On this reyach, since there's no mamosh, there's no mamish perfume there, it's just the smell, you smell around the kli, havadi be should be potter for that. So, Kuri, you see here, no? We don't say the kli is bottled to the pachas mekashir, but since it's only pachas mekashir, the ikir is the kli. And the Gemara is no raya. Vishani yoko lek lemeima nasa kli tofu lereyach. Shein boy shum mamish. Here, this kli is mamish dried out. For yafilu pachas mikashir loy mikris, not even called pachas mikashir. Avo pachas mikashir b'dovah sheish by mamish, but pachas mikashir, but something that has something much like a half of a grape, nasa kli tofloy a potter. There I'll tell you, like it's nasa kli tofloy, and it's like a potter. Smell from here, we have marai. Good. And the din on that is, that's a machlekes, nemish talay, that we'll see later on. The beginning of the shmonim, you should make yourself. Rashi means mufcha sheb shmonim. Use the best of the b'somim of the oil. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel zu pleiten. The best type of oil for rubbing yourself is pleiten. Most of Rav Yosef afala pleiten gozer Rav Yehuda, gozer Rav Yehuda ben Baba. He made. The racist shemonim is the best type of shemin. Why didn't Rabbanan ask for the after korban abayis? Amaylo hoydoloi, omalay abayil time. According to you, you want us everything they should ask. Hold yichsev. The pasuk says also there, hashoysem b'mizrukei yain. They drank the yain when they had a lot of simcha. Was some sort of special type of glasses to drink it with. Rabbam and Rabasi. The mechuluk. What does it mean? B'mizrukei yain. Chadama kinishkinin. Kinishkin is like a big jar and has a lot of spouts coming out. And each one can suck from a different spout. Special type of a kli they used to drink the yain from. The chadama shemezarkin koisaseyim zelezeh. They threw the koises one to the other. You want to say that should also be yosef yetzir churban abayis. since the pasuk says then it was a simcha, she wants to say everything that was a simcha chacham asid. Rabba bar Rafuna, he ikloy leveresh glusi, went to resh glusa for shasta b'knishkinin, and we saw him drinking from the special type of a glass, the yain. So you see, Claudia did not ask for it after the korban abayis. Lo yom alev lemidi, nobody said anything to stop him. So you see, even after the korban abayis, still it's mutter. El the terrace is like this. Kol midi di ispe tainug vi ispe simcha gozu rabbon. You see, after the korban abayis, rabbonin asked for certain things that has two things to it. It has to be tainug, very much enjoyment, but also it has to be tremendous simcha. Avamidi di ispe tainug, here using this shemen, using this oil to anoint yourself, or drinking the type of yain or this type of a kli, it's only a special tainug. But less pay simcha, since there's no tremendous simcha in this type of a kli, is la gozu rabbon. Therefore, Rabbanan didn't ask to you to use the plaiton, to use this special shemen, and didn't ask you to drink yain from this special type of a kli. So, Rashi, goza mishum tsar churban. The first man, the yom, this was, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba asked to use this shemen after the churban. Now, riyamrit shall plaiton b'hai kroa b'tainik mishtoi, the apostle in Omis, is talking about how you enjoy yourself. Shloihoyu noistim leib v'divri nevim hanivim ala pronis. V'yasukim v'tanugim. It's talking about the techet. The Yidin didn't listen to the Navi, but instead they thought they kept on enjoying themselves. So why isn't it us now? We have to the Korban Abayis. Well, the time mechod ikhtir b'ayin yoni ha-sheisim mizika yayin v'rabami v'rabasi pirshu zek kenishkinin they means kli z'chuchas, a glass kli orich very long v'loi shnei pias, has two sides to it. V'yayin nizik mizel azel. You can throw the yayin from one side to the other side. Rosh shemazarkin ha-yidei umnis. The type of juggling, they were able to juggle the glasses one to the other. Yamino Bachalil, Matayo Batimnikosi. He was almost juggling with eight glasses at a time. So he used to play with the glasses that way. There was a timing for them. Hochinam the Yosrash Lemishri Hashtab Knishkin. The Torah says that you need two things to ask, Simcha and Tainug. These are only Tanugim.
Why did they ask the
Yah? What? Could be they couldn't. Yeah, because of the contrast, certain things that they couldn't do it. Vayta, Pasuk says, Al-Mita Shane, they were sleeping on beds made out of marble, or Sruchim Al-Ur Soysam. They are like stretched out on their beds. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Malamit Shoy Yimashtin in Mayim, if name it Yisayim Arum. He used to make Meiraglayim in front of their beds when they were naked. And the pshat is that Amal didn't have the base kisi in the house, he had to go outside.
Yeah.
And Amal, they used to sleep without pajamas, they used to sleep under a blanket, undressed. So the guy had to go to the base kisi, he would just get up, undressed, he was too lazy to put his clothing on and make them. That's the chet they did. The gadabar bahua, the yochi, that's so chet, Hainu Tichsib, the Pasuk says, the chenata yiglu b'rosh to'ilim, they'll get the biggest goals to be thrown over at Yisrael. Mishum de mishtane maim b'tayim b'tayim arumim. Because they went to the base kisei naked. Like you're saying, it's not such a big chet. At that time, they didn't have a base kisei. They slept uncovered. So undressed. So they got up to make right then. It's yiglu b'rosh to'ilim. For that alone, they should go into such a big goal, such a big cronius. Elu amar bahua. Elu l'pshan the Pasuk was, b'nei yodim, she'yoichlim v'shoysim ze'em ze. They used to have parties together. And they put the beds next to one another. And they changed around wives. He slept with the other one's wife. And they made their beds stinking from the shichva zera that wasn't from them. Whereas they gave their bed to somebody else, a different man, to sleep in his bed that night. So this chet, they even got goats, got pronies. Shrashi mashtinin, the daik misruchim. That's loshim misruchim, is the meiraglayim. Right. So Mela wasn't the chet stam they made, no, the chet was the did the aznus. Omer bavua, v'yarmelov amastis and tono. Gimul dvor mevin yasod mudei anis. Three things you do make you very poor. Lusun sirashi, why? V'yelu hein, ha-mashtin mayim b'fnei mitos and orim. Somebody makes a meirag lying in front of his bed orim, it makes himself become poor. Sirashi, lidei anis. The Yamrina, the Arbiarpe Psochim, Shora Danayusa Novel Shmei. The Sa'ad, the head of being a noni, is called a novel. It means very mias, a mystic gazach. The novel correlate, he's called a novel. The Oyev Mokam Mias, he likes to go any place that's mias, that's where he likes to go. So if you do misa things, this Sa'ad of Anias likes to go to you and he'll make you a noni. Umash Jemayim, the name Mitos and Hainu Mias, it's a mystic gazach to make in front of your bed. So if you do this, you cause this malach of only a niyas to come to you and make you poor. Orim the trashi, or here I said, Urcha de milsa nokit, mitoich shu orim, when they slept at night they were orim. And the yoitz lechutz la ashtin, the toirach uloi, lubash velotzeis. Amo didn't have the base kisi in the house. To get dressed and go outside was a big tirchum. So the guy would just get up out of bed and make right there, so it's beit fanis. Somebody doesn't wash his hands. We'll soon see what that means. And your wife curses you out in front of you. We'll soon see what that is. Your mamash make facing towards your bed. I will avoid your face making outwards less lumbar. That's not so. That's from the eastern. It's not near you at least. From the after the prior, even if you're making facing towards your bed, you're making on the floor. That's very meas. I will be more less lumbar. You're making into a pot. Then it's not so gefelig. It means if you don't wash at all, you don't even use revius mayim, you don't even do the minimum that you're supposed to. If you do the minimum for loy masha, but you didn't do the best, less lambo, then there's nothing wrong, then you won't get a nis. So tomorrow of a lav nilsi, it's not true. The Yom Rav Chizda, Ano Mashoyi Molei Chafni Maya. I used to wash my hands with a lot of water. He wasn't a doctor, but I could take revius. He used to take the whole cup full of mama, spill it over his hand. V'yoyivli Molei Chafni Tivusam. And because of that, he got back a whole bunch of brachas. Mashma, that the more water you use, the more brachas you get. And the less water you use, the less brachas you get. Befrat Bisman is that there's no tirch in using water. Avadi should use more than you're supposed to if you could. Have a nice big cup and just pour. Why not? You get more brachas. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara's time, the more you had a mama schlep the water against the tircha. The shayla to waste the water. There's no shayla. So Rashi, I will abroad this mambo, shakimuach orach, beniktas and brachas. It goes far away. Yeah, mashu shenu roches mishavshif. You don't wash hands and rub yourself. Elamat mayim going to vias mitzumsim. You only medakins you the smallest amount of shear. That's no good. Weiter. Vishishte mekachlos befonim. What does it mean? Isha curses you out. Amarov aliske tachshitel. That means she's expecting from you to buy a jewelry, and you don't buy a jewelry, and she curses you. That's called anias. Vice versa, like midah k'neged midah. You don't want to spend your money on her, so they'll take away your money from you. And behind the midah taku the yistle. When you have money to buy it, v'lo yavid. As if you have money to buy your wife jewelry, and you don't buy it, that means you're stingy. You don't want to spend your money on your wife the way you're supposed to. So the Eivishtal, the Sar will take away your money from you. By the Dorosh Rava Breda Rabbi Loi, Ma'idich said the Pesach Mishayel says, V'yemir Hashem Yan Ki Govul B'nai Siyan, that the B'nai Siyan act like Bagaivniks. What does that mean? Shayim Halchus B'kumas Kufa. They used to walk in the streets with their heads sticking up. But Telachna Netuyas Girl, they went with stretched out necks. Shayim Halchus Eke B'tzad Goydel. They used to walk very slowly, the foot in front of their toe. Like very slowly, it's all salsa, not sneezdik, to make the boys look at them. They used to winkle their eyes. They have a molon kuchlali anayim. They used to put a lot of makeup on their eyes so the boys should look at them. Or meramzim, they would meramz them. They blink their eyes to them. Holoch v'tofoif shoyim ahalchois aruchas b'tzad ksara. They used to have a tall girl walk next to a short girl. So there the boys should look at them. It's more something to look at. You see a tall one next to a short one. You look at them more. What does that mean? They put little like jars, balloons, full of perfume on their feet. They used to walk in the streets of Yerushalayim. They used to go near the boys. They kick their foot into the karka and bust the balloon. Then all the perfume in the balloon go shooting up and hit the boys, and they'll start smelling the perfume. The yetzora got into them. Carrots like almost like poison. Yeah. My prunis say him all the prunis. What Hashem do back to them? Kedor shava barula. For how yesachas boys smack. Instead of having boys, instead of having nice smelling, they got smack all boils. You. Places where the noshim used to put perfume on, now it's full of boils, full of sores. The sachas chagoyra nikva. Mokim shoyim chaguras betzilsa used to wear a nice girdle, a nice band around them. Nas nikof, I'm all bruised up. The body became bruised up. The tachas maisa miksha korcha. What does that mean? Mokim shoyim miskashta is a place they used to put a lot of makeup on them. Nas korochim korochim became bald. And they used to make the hair look very, very nice. So instead of having hair, now they became bald. V'tachas psigol machgervis. Psok. What does that mean? Psochim hamaviyim lidei gila. yiyo lemachgeres. That means psachim that used to bring them happiness, used to make the simchas there. Now lemachgeres sak, you'll be a place where you sit and cry. You'll have to put on a sack there. You'll be crying there. Kisachas yofi. Instead of being nice, they got a sickness called kiva. As Rashi say, kiva kvusta lecha, type of wetness comes out of the body. And so instead of being beautiful, they got very sick now. Right, the Pasuk says, V'sipach Hashem kotkoit v'noisiyim. Hashem gave the daughters a siyan, a sifach. What does that mean? Amr Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Malamit sheporcha bem tzaras. They all got tzaras. Ksiv hocha v'sipiach. Ksiv osam l'seis v'sapachas. It's a samach and a sin, it's a changeable like the sapachas. V'Hashem poschon yorah. Hashem opened up their fountains. Rav Shmuel, Chad Omer Shanish Bechuk Kitan, blood came out of them, Mazav came out of them like a Kitan, like a flow of water. The Chad Omer Shanasa Pischeim Kiyar, because the Pseim came like the Yad Trash in the Smolly Saras. The Mokim Erva was filled up with hair. For the Nestis Latashmas, the Amias to the husband. That's what happened to them. That's why Pischeim Kiyar came like a forest. The forest is full of wood. It means here also the Mokim Erva came full of hair. Omer Rav Yudha Omer Rav. Anche Yushlayim, Anche Shachat, sorry, there were people that spoke with Nibble Pir. Shashi Anche Shachat, Medabrim, Beloshin, Gavo, Velaga, Shofa. There were Gaiva and Bed Lashonis they spoke. This is asked before the Churban Abayis. What they say? Anche Shachat, Hoyu, Odom Oimelech Vera, someone told the Chaver, Pama Soda Hayoim, what did you eat today? The Rashi says, Soda means Tashmas. They said, who were you boiled today? The pasta mele, the pasha in amele. Was the bread worked over or not? So Trashi, pasta mele means bula. Was the ishi or boiled say, was she's a bula ready? Or shayna mele means basula. Shayna mele. Biyayin goldi, oi biyayin archardli. Trashi, ye goldi, love and hoya, was she a